This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about inflation and increasing prices. Economists can debate whether inflation is on the horizon, but all of us can see that prices are rising, and those percentage increases are greater than the consumer price index. You know, common sense and the way we count our cents demonstrate that the CPI is not an adequate measure of inflation. 10 years ago, I wrote a commentary about the ways in which the government statistic varies from our daily experiences when we purchase goods and services. The federal government has changed its way it measures CPI many times, but the most significant change occurred decades ago. If you go to the Shadow Stats website, you will discover that if the government still measured CPI the same way it did in 1980, consumer inflation would be much higher. The lower inflation number is a greater benefit to the federal government. CPI is tied to the incomes of nearly 100 million Americans who receive Social Security, food stamps, civil service retirement benefits, and much more. Lower cost of living adjustments reduce the government's financial commitments. The CPI is calculated by measuring the cost of a basket of goods. Critics point out that certain costs are excluded. The government does this because costs can be volatile and unstable, but the government will also substitute less expensive products. Yesterday, I mentioned a few examples of rising cost. Increases in home values in many areas of the country are many times greater than the government's listed inflation rate. The cost of higher education at many of the top-ranked schools is more than double the government's listed inflation rate. The list of rising prices of goods and services is long and rising. That is why we shouldn't consider the CPI as a good measure of inflation. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.